They should have kept their energies for use closer to home. Whilst they played wits against me who commanded nations and intrigued for them and fought for them hundreds of years before they were born, I was countermining them. And you, their best beloved one, are now to me flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, kin of my kin, my bountiful winepress for a while, and shall be later on my companion and my helper. You shall be avenged in turn, for not one of them but shall minister to your needs. But as yet, you are to be punished for what you have done. You have aided in thwarting me. Now you shall come to my core. When my brain says come to you, you shall cross land or sea to do my bidding. And to that end, this.
With that, he pulled open his shirt, and with his long, sharp nails opened a vein in his breast. When the blood began to spurt out, he took my hands in one of his, holding them tight, and with the other seized my neck and pressed my mouth to the wound so that I must either suffocate or swallow some of the... Oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done to deserve such a fate? I have tried to walk in meekness and righteousness all my days. God, pity me. Look down on a poor soul in worse than mortal peril, and in mercy pity those to whom she is dear.
Then she began to rub her lips as though to cleanse them from pollution. As she was telling her terrible story, the eastern sky began to quicken, and everything became more and more clear. Harker was still and quiet, but over his face, as the awful narrative went on, came a grey look which deepened and deepened in the morning light, till when the first red streak of the coming dawn shot up, the flesh stood darkly out against the whitening hair. We have arranged that one of us is to stay within call of the unhappy pair, till we can meet together and arrange about taking action. Of this, I'm sure. The sun rises today on no more miserable house in all the great round of its daily course.